I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get to the sack. We got a good looking sack today, guys.
We got a good sack?
I like our sack today. Okay. So far, good sack. Keep them coming. Mail sack question. Let's start with a fun one here for Sprague.
Okay.
How is the bearded dragon going? Wife and kids are wanting one. Before I said yes, I remembered. I know a guy. Are they difficult to keep alive?
Well, big news in the bearded dragon community. We found out yesterday, Blue Iverson is indeed a male, not a female. That was devastating to my house.
Really? They were really set on a female bearded dragon?
Well, they just kept telling me it was a female.
Yeah,
correcting me. As a she, Dad. He identifies as a he now.
I mean, I think this is fair because you now have balanced out the power structure in the household. It is 3-on-3.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
two of them are animals, but it's technically 3-on-3.
It is 3-on-3, and that's why I said, so kids are girls, pets are boys, is what we're dealing with here. Look, quickly on the bearded dragon because we got other questions. Don't buy a small terrarium tank deal. Just go buy the big one. You're going to need it in like 5 months after you get one. Make sure you got the proper heated lamp. And to be honest with you, I'm not a big lizard person. Still haven't really like held it.
Yeah.
They're like cats. Okay. They just sleep all day.
Don't do anything.
They don't run.
What do they eat?
Crickets, mealworms, and vegetables.
You throw a couple of things in there for them every day.
Yeah. My wife, dude, you want something gross? My wife has taken the mealworms and instead of buying more and more and more, she's now preserving some, making them turn into beetles, and then hoping they produce eggs so we have our own mealworm farm.
What?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to my life.
That's a thing.
And now I have a huge-ass tank in my front TV room. So when you come to my house to watch an NFL game, there's a lizard cage.
Yeah, there he is, so, bearded dragon.
But honestly, way easier to take care of than I thought. Get a timer for your heat lamp, too, because they have to have the heat and the light have to go off at night.
Okay.
Is that they don't live in those environments where it's hot all day.
Well, there you go. Dick Burns asked that question on Twitter, so we shout him out. Very easy to keep alive. How big do they get?
16, 18 inches.
Oh, that's a pretty good-sized lizard.
I mean, it's probably already 12.
Is it really? Already
with a tail
long?
Length.
Yeah. Okay. Ask that question. Who are you rooting for to lose more? And I read that wrong. Who are you more rooting for to lose in week one? Colorado or Miami? Who are you hate watching more this weekend?
Colorado.
I think it's Colorado for me,
too. If they lost Colorado to North Dakota State.
Colorado's a funnier answer for sure.
Yes.
I don't, despite what I say about Mario, because I don't like him, I don't really hate Miami. And I think Miami being good is good for football. Mm. It's good for college football. Colorado losing is just hilarious. So
that would be really fun. I'm definitely Colorado.
I don't think I really have an answer for the hate, because I don't hate either, but I'm going to root for Colorado.
And especially I don't know where this betting money is coming on Colorado to make the playoff.
People are stupid. People bet on Bronny James to be the number one overall pick. He had more bets than anybody else to be the number one overall pick. People are stupid.
Yeah,
this is why we build casinos.
That's a little bit ridiculous. I don't think those are real bettors, to be honest with you. They just love a handle of small money.
$10, $5, $10.
But seriously, how does he what is his reaction in the post-game press conference if they lose to North Dakota State?
That's why I'm rooting for it.
That would be wild to hear his excuses or why or what he's gonna probably call his team a bunch of p-words.
Oh, he probably will. And then is Sean Keeler allowed to ask questions again if they lose in North Dakota State? Is he allowed back into the room?
No way.
No, they're just gonna start banning them all. Nobody else can ask a question, just restatements. Mail sack question: what's the most common thing you've never done, i.e. I'm 33 and I have never ordered anything on Amazon?
Wow, congratulations.
The most common thing you've never, that is really hard.
For me,
I've never changed a tire.
Oh, okay.
Not a once.
That's a pretty good one.
Is that a pretty common thing?
I just changed my first tire. What was that? 2 years ago when I had a flat tire and I was late to the show, but I got it done. Took me a while, but I got it done.
I've never sampled the herb.
Yeah.
You've never done the ganja.
Never smoked weed.
Nope. I've never done booger sugar.
Mm.
Too scared.
Yeah.
Just got to go ahead and move on to the next one.
Mail sack question.
He's still doing it.
What's the final score against Idaho State that makes you nervous? Like 41-21. I'm not thrilled.
Yeah.
What's the final score that I should be concerned by this weekend?
41, like 27 would 41-27. Have me coming and going, you know, we won, but
nobody's giving us a chance. I don't know. Maybe they shouldn't.
I don't know what the spread of that game is. I haven't looked
at
that.
They don't have a, I don't think you have a spread.
Well, some of the FCS games, with like I think Oregon last year against Portland State was like a minus 50. No, I'm serious. I think Ohio State is favored by a ton of points this weekend.
Yeah, I think anything that's like sub 35 is like, yeah, what are we doing here? You know,
I don't know. I don't know if it's more about the offensive number or the points allowed. I'm expecting that defense to just, they should be good enough and have enough talent to keep them from doing anything.
I'll say four tutties. You say 35. If you win by four tutties, that's a pretty comfortable win.
If it's 56-28 and you give up 28 points to Idaho, I'm criticizing them. You know me, I'm hard on my team. I was critical when they didn't beat USC by enough at the end of the year last year, and everybody called me crazy.
When did they score the 28 points? Yeah, it depends on if
garbage. Your backup should be better than Idaho starters.
If it's 56-10 to start the fourth quarter and you pull everybody, okay, that's one thing.
I have a mail
standard. Play to the standard, Swigard. Play to the standard.
Well, you're unrealistic. I have a mail sack question for you too.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw this yesterday. Riders at Six Flags in Mexico got stranded, stuck 250 feet in the air on the swings because there was a tropical storm moving in, and they had to experience torrential downpour and massive wind gusts
while on there,
while in individual swings.
Why couldn't they bring them down?
Because it would have been too dangerous with the wind.
Dude,
there's video of these people just sitting in swings.
First of all,
this is why I don't go on roller coasters.
If you know that there's a tropical storm, potential hurricane out there in the Gulf, why are you going to an amusement park in the first place?
Pretty dumb idea.
Because you probably bought the tickets ahead of time, and they have probably really awful
YOLO
refund
Let's
policy.
Go up in the sky while there's a tropical storm running
Dude,
around.
Dude, you should see the videos. They're so high up that they're looking down at a roller coaster as it's still going because it's not being impacted the way they
are. I'm out on all this, man. That's some random bro that screwed that screw in. Is that screw still good? I'm out. I don't trust any of that stuff.
Did you see the Ferris wheel that caught on fire over in Europe?
Exactly.
I did.
I'm out on that.
I don't do swing rides at any park anywhere. I don't like
my
swing
riding
ride.
Days are over. I'd loved a good roller coaster.
I'd do a good roller coaster.
Let me go.
You give me the Velociraptor roller coaster, wherever the hell that thing is. I've seen it. I've seen the video. I'll do that. That looks fun.
Okay.
Looks safe. But the swing, just chains hanging down, I'm out.
I'm out on that. I'm still not tall enough to do roller coasters anyways. Mail sack question, being mid to late 30s guy that I am, any activities that I do outside of work involve some kind of drinking? Hikes, races, 5K, softball, golf, etc. Question for Sprague is, was there any drinking teams on the Hood to Coast?
Oh, yeah,
People getting boozed up while they're running?
Can
you run while you're boozed up? Does that work for you?
I don't know if they were boozed up when they ran.
But after the...
It's like a post-run beer that... Look, our van, I think we had one... We had a couple guys get a beer after our first leg. We got a burger. And I had like a little sip of it. Man, that beer hit good. There's vans that believe in having a post-run beer of all three legs.
Mm.
So there are vans that booze.
How long
sure.
do you have in between your legs? Usually.
You got hours.
So from
usually.
The first leg to the second leg, you've got about six. And then from the second leg to your third, and this is what sucks, is you got like another six, but you got to sleep at that point. And so now your body is resting, and now the aches and pains of running
Started
two legs
kick
have
in.
Kicked in. But you've got 6 to 7 miles that you still have to finish running.
So if you have a pop or two after your run, you're okay. Like it's 6 hours away till your next run.
You guys have heard me talk. I don't really drink anymore. Yeah. We got to the beach, and we got to the tent.
Had some fun.
We had some pops at our meal, and then we had some pops on the beach.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It was time to relax.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As things are getting more expensive, what item have you paid the most money on and you regret buying it? I mean, there's a few times I bought meat and then I looked at my meat and I'm like, that's expensive meat.
What?
Yeah.
You've had regrets about buying meat?
Meat had a time there where meat was pretty spendy.
And like a bone-in tomahawk?
Yeah, it's just stuff like that.
$70, $80 for a steak?
It hasn't gotten cheaper yet.
No, it's still up there.
It's not going backwards.
It's still up there.
Ground beef is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, anything that's...
That's not 1 pound, by the way. They're calling those 1 pounds. I know 1 pound. 1 pound in my day, that package was filled. That package is no longer filled.
I'm curious, Dirt, on Monday, did you share this with Sprague? The big wood's still in here?
No, I did not. I did not share that. I forgot about that one, to be honest with you. That was Friday. Swag was talking about his wood. I don't know what he was doing over there, man. It got weird on Friday.
This is a tough question. You know, I'll give... I don't know if it's a big ticket item. I was going to say a lawnmower. I bought a lawnmower.
It doesn't have to be a big ticket
ago.
Item. It's just what something you bought that's more expensive that you look back on. You're like, eh.
I bought a brand new lawnmower about a year and a half ago. Yeah. I got rid of my entire front yard. No grass.
No lawn anymore.
Had grass in just the back.
Yeah.
We're getting rid of it. We're done with grass. We're doing planter boxes. We're making fire pits. We're done with yard management.
Yeah.
It's just going to be dialed. Grow vegetables, no grass, and now I have a brand new lawnmower. It's barely been used.
Oldest thing I'm doing right now, we put in a bunch of pumpkins earlier this summer. Dude, I got pumpkins coming in, and I am so jacked for my pumpkins.
My buddy does the giant pumpkin contest.
The big ones?
And he's got two right now that I looked at the other day. Wow.
Big ones?
They're massive.
That's exciting.
And he has to put, like... awnings over them.
They take so much space.
And he has to go around because the plant's huge.
Massive.
And you have to pick off all the potential other pumpkins because the energy source goes into growing.
You need all the nutrients going to the one
to
pumpkin.
One
to
pumpkin.
The giant
it has
pumpkin.
To sort in.
You don't want some bastard pumpkin taking your strengths away.
And you got to make sure it doesn't rot out there on the vine.
Yeah, because sometimes they crack, and if they crack too much, it'll then rot. Yeah. And dude, it's a whole deal, these giant pumpkins.
I'll tweet out a picture of my pumpkin when I get home today.
Are they like traditional orange?
Normal pumpkin. I mean, it's still green, but I got a good-sized pumpkin growing. And
that's kind of exciting for old Teddy ball game.
Very exciting.
The pumpkin farm is a bit of a...
It's a
scam.
It's a ruse. It's an absolute ruse.
Like,
don't even get me started.
Got
parking and mud.
This is my whole
idea.
Son. Yes.
Have at it.
My whole idea to get the wife to not make me go to a pumpkin patch this year for his first one was I'm planting pumpkins in the backyard, and I have pumpkins coming in.
Can I say publicly?
Just get her a pumpkin spice latte.
Exactly. I'll put a flannel shirt on him and walk out there in October and be like, hey, buddy, here's your pumpkin. And put
you
him in
just
a
want this for the picture anyway.
Yes, here's your picture with a pumpkin.
I support the pumpkin patches, but like also I don't want to go to the pumpkin patches.
It's a long day.
You know,
and it's a weekend and football season.
Yeah, oh, don't get me started. Yeah, checking the scores at ESPN. Do I have service out here?
What are we doing?
At swiping
some point,
down.
You know, one time you're going to do it, but once is enough.
Once,
that's a one time. Once is
two
enough.
Two kids have done it like 18 times. Crazy.
It's been 35 years. Mail sack question. Idaho week. What is your favorite way to eat a potato?
Ooh.
French fries excluded.
Yeah.
Other fried ways. Wow.
I'm very embarrassed to tell you guys, I've been craving a baked potato, a loaded one.
Mm.
So I went to the store and I bought a bunch of potatoes, four massive russet potatoes. I baked them at 450 for 45 minutes. They still were not very soft.
Really?
So I gave a very subpar baked potato yesterday that I was disappointed in, but it was delicious. Sour cream and cheese and bacon chopped up with chives and
a
green
loaded
onion.
Baked potato is like
my god,
really, it really hard to beat.
So I mashed potatoes probably my goat,
yeah,
but baked potatoes a very close second.
I do like roasted red potatoes, olive oil, fresh tarragon, salt and pepper.
I like that too.
I'm a baked potato guy.
And hash brown,
hash browns are I'm more
delightful,
like hash, like you do,
sure,
you know, a good. You know, corned beef hash or something like that. Get them real cripsy. But the other way.
Did you just make them a gang?
Yeah, I think you did.
Cripsy?
Cripsy.
You got a gang of potatoes over there, man. Look out.
Switch those letters there.
Potato boys.
Flying blue colors. What's going on here? Don't put ketchup on those potatoes now. They're cripsies.
You're going to have a fight in your kitchen.
And then I'll do like more smashed potatoes again with red potatoes. Leave the skins on.
Yeah.
And I will put cream cheese in there with the chives. Cream cheese is fantastic in your... Get your mashed potatoes.
I like some cream cheese in the potato. Sour cream is elite. I like to boil a Yukon Gold, get it soft, but not too soft, but soft enough where you then mash it down and flatten it, and then you bake it with salt on it, and you crisp it up.
Kind of like a little chip, like a thick
it's
chip.
It's kind of like a thick chip hash brown thing situation. Yeah,
I'm cool with that. People are saying that I asked you how long are you between your legs, so that should be a drop. Another one saying, what did people regret buying? Multiple people have texted in their children. That has come in, too. So, you know, just letting you know where people
you
are.
You bought
at
that, huh? How expensive was the wife?
Expensive, man. Expensive stuff.
She came from Rothschild.
That's one of your mail sack question. Does this Mario time management coach segment make you worry that you gave Jeff the best idea he's ever had for the station? Well played. Well,
I am the time management
coach. We do.
Coach,
we have a time management guy.
So we
don't follow protocols. Mario said we sometimes don't follow protocol.
He got fired from time manager of prime time.
He did.
That's why
he's
on this show.
We got our own time manager, and you know,
he's still failing.
Yeah.
What time is it
it's
right
32.
Now?
32. Shut up. We got to go to break. God.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.